Jerry Bader Show 935. What is it? Four Brewers in the All-Star game? I believe so. No major surprises. By the way, despite their slump, if the real Matt Garza has shown up, that was Saturday. You didn't really pay attention to anything, did you, Jason? Complete game shutout. Two-hitter. Buddy was over, consuming craft brews, listening to the game in the backyard. Okay, so bottom of the eighth. Do you bring him in? They brought him in. Bottom of the ninth. 1-0 game. 1-0. Do you bring him in? I did not think Ron Renneke was going to bring him in. I did not. I thought for sure you were going to see K-Rod. Beauty of a ninth. Never a threat. I mean, remember he had that really good game early in the season. He really seems to have found that mojo. They're going to be fine. I'm telling you, they're going to be fine. They do have to, I will tell you this, I think it's very important they take the series with the Cardinals this weekend at Miller Park. I think they do need to take the next two series at home, only because it's at home and they haven't been playing as well as they should. I'm not going to say they've been playing badly at home. All right. By the way, anytime you want to call the show, 406-1360, 888-455-1360. In the last half hour, I shared a piece, and I know it was a long piece, a longer piece than I would normally read in its entirety, but I just felt it was that good. Peggy Noonan in the Wall Street Journal pointing out that President Obama has checked out psychologically, that he just doesn't care anymore, that he's running out the clock. And she says this is unprecedented, that a president wouldn't try to react, respond to failure after failure after failure after failure. Her argument is that he is going to be vindicated by history the way Lincoln was. That history will look back and see that he set America on the socialist progressive course, which will be with us for the ages, just the way President Lincoln, who everybody agrees, violated the Constitution. And that was, Lincoln the tyrant. That was what he was labeled in his day. By the way, he knew that, and he knew that's what he was doing. He knew the Emancipation Proclamation was unconstitutional. He knew that if he didn't get an amendment banning slavery in place before the end of the Civil War, it would be struck down with the Emancipation Proclamation, and the Civil War would have been essentially for naught. So when you're going to compare yourself with Lincoln, you have to consider this. And even today, conservatives are starting to question whether Lincoln should be put on a pedestal because of the way he did usurp the Constitution. That will be debated forever. Here's what cannot be debated. The results. Lincoln got results. Whether or not freeing the slaves was his top priority, he ended slavery. He reunited the Union. And everybody accepts that was his top priority. He did so by winning the Civil War, or overseeing a military that won the Civil War. Those were his two objectives. There were no other agenda items in the Lincoln presidency. It was consumed by a national crisis. Compare and contrast that with the Obama administration that is consumed by self-created crises. But this is where I think Noonan is just simply brilliant. He doesn't see it. He doesn't see that he's failing. Because to him, the end game, again, compare the two end games. Lincoln's end game was reuniting the North and South and understanding that slavery had to be ended for that to happen. And yes, he took extra constitutional steps in doing that. There's no questioning that. President Obama believes the things he is doing, the way he is usurping congressional authority, will be likewise vindicated by history because it will finally set America on this liberal course. And he'll be seen as someone who had, as she put it, take the slings and arrows in his time. As such, he doesn't care. Results don't matter. He thinks the course is right. So he'll be vindicated by history, and he, as she said, he's waiting for history to get its act together and see his true size. If she's right about this, and I believe she is, she's also right that this is unbelievably dangerous. That you have a president who thinks his work here is done. Why isn't he more effective in foreign policy? Her argument, he doesn't care. Now, I would slightly disagree with her on that front. This is what he thinks was his mission. The setting of the course of America being smaller on the world stage. He does care. He thinks it's the right course. That we are no longer the world leader. And she's right. All of this is unprecedented and dangerous. And she says the world is watching and calculating, and that's what makes it unbelievably dangerous. I am telling you, we are so fortunate that we have not been tested more than we have to this point. Tim on the road. Tim, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hey, Jerry. I'm not weighing in on the Obama issue because I didn't hear your entire statement, but I did hear you say something about the Emancipation Proclamation.
Uh-huh.
Not from Texas originally.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that we were educated in Texas about the Emancipation Proclamation was that at that time, the South was already, they were already like about to free the slaves. That wasn't even the point. But they couldn't do it in an immediate fashion because that would be like, you know, a factory giving away all its farm equipment at once. That they wanted to do it over a period of time. And what Abraham Lincoln wanted to do was force the South onto their knees so they would have to, you know.
Yeah, Tim, you know what? I don't want to get bogged down in that. I really don't. I'm not going to get into that because I am talking about the Obama thing, and I don't want to get in. I am telling you he knew it wouldn't stand. That's why if you watch the whole movie, Lincoln, which I understand is a work of fiction, but based on reality, he knew he had to get the amendment passed before the war ended or that wound would remain open. So I really don't want to get into that. But I appreciate you bringing it up, but that's I don't want to get bogged down in all of that. Now, this is what makes this so dangerous. When you don't know, you are either failing or failed. And he doesn't. Because he believes no matter how rocky the road in the early going, the liberal policies, the course that he set the country on, is the right one. Well, you know, Lincoln had these bumps too. No, he didn't. And this is the difference, and that's why I don't want to get bogged down on what Tim was talking about. Here's the difference. As extreme as Lincoln's methods were and as questionable as they were, they got results. He has been vindicated by history because it worked. It didn't fail in the short term. It was unpopular in the short term, but it didn't fail. what you are seeing is, I believe, is going to be a renaissance at some point of conservatism as the country continues to see that there is no hump to get over with these failed liberal policies. But he's already more interested in artsy-fartsy dinners with rich Italians and movie stars and golf. That's why he does not even see the forest for the trees. He has no idea what a dismal second term he's having, and he's already looking to how the history books will treat him, something I assure you Abraham Lincoln never did. It's 9:46.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.